Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors.
Online at sportingjournalradio.com.
All right, welcome to the show. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, online at sportingjournalradio.com, and on demand in podcastable form and subscribable, too, in iTunes. So get the show sent right into your iTunes by subscribing to our podcast in iTunes. Did I mention it's in iTunes? Check it out. All right, this week we're going to talk Devil's Lake with Lucas Mertens from Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. How much snow do they have up there? How much ice do they have up there? How many fish are they catching? Joe Henry checks in from Lake of the Woods as we get ready for a snowmobile trip up to Lake of the Woods. Not just fishing. We're actually going to spend 2 days snowmobiling up around Lake of the Woods, and we're going to find out about those snowmobile trails that they've got up there. Jamie Dittman's going to be coming along, and he's going to be coming up on the show to talk about what he's seeing in the Brainerd Lakes area as far as fishing conditions go. And we're going to start off with Tony Crotty here from Mid Migration Outfitters, because we're only a month away from spring snow geese, and I'm getting pretty excited about it. This week's show is brought to you by Lake of the Woods Tourism. If you want to book a trip to Lake of the Woods, go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com for more information. Also, Hay Bale Heights Campground in Resort. You want to take a trip to Devil's Lake to do some fishing, get with the guides at Hay Bale Heights out of one of their snow bears or out of one of their boats, or just stay in one of their cabins. Also by Prairie Sportsman. The new season of Prairie Sportsman starts up here on January 28th. We got some very cool things planned. We're still doing some filming, including that trip to Lake of the Woods this week. But the show is also brought to you by Mid Migration Outfitters, offering spring guided snow goose hunting, which starts up here February 7th. And we're going to find out more about that right now with Tony Crotty from Mid Migration Outfitters. Tony, sitting on my couch. You look comfortable over there.
Very.
How are things?
Not too bad.
All right.
What's that?
Oh, I say just got back from the fishing trip.
Yeah. Yeah. So we decided to, we had big plans. We were going to go to Oklahoma. Then we talked about, going north or going east, going west. We decided to make a quick trip, just a short jaunt across the border into South Dakota to check out some of those lakes over there. And we ended up on Waw Bay, which we caught a couple walleyes. We caught a couple perch, but it was pretty cold. It was pretty tough fishing for us.
Yeah, it was pretty tough. Wasn't what I was expecting, but it was my first time on Waw Bay, so it's kind of one of them trips that I've always wanted to do. And it is what it is. You can't always win, but we tried, and we're back home now.
We tried, and to be fair, it was a first time to the lake. We didn't go through a guide service. We went blind, and I like that. I like the challenge. I like to do it yourself. But at the same time, I mean, we literally wasted almost the entire first day just trying to find fish. And that's just one of the risks that you run. We also did something else. We also took a couple hours to do something else on the first day. I don't know, Tony, if you want to, do you want to talk about that, Tony?
It doesn't matter.
Well, and it wasn't your fault necessarily. I mean, a phone got bumped around Fish House and ended up at the bottom of the lake. One way or another, it got to the bottom of the lake. It was 18 feet. Crystal clear water over there on Waw Bay, though. You could see Siri drowning and asking for help at the bottom of the lake from up on top. And we were with another friend of ours who's got a fishing house that he also spears out of. So we ended up cutting a big hole. And we could go in the fish house, darken it, and we could see the cell phone at the bottom of the lake. I think it was pretty ingenious how we retrieved it, Tony.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of them things where you get some guys that have a little bit of know-how on how to make things work in a bad situation, and some conduit, fishing net, and a bunch of duct tape, and a couple spud bars and some rope, and next thing we retrieved it off the bottom of the lake. So that part wasn't bad. It was pretty interesting, but the brand new cell phone on the bottom of the lake and having to replace it was the tough part, but it's just how it goes.
Yeah, that's too bad when it is literally pretty much a brand new phone. You just got it. That's tough. But I mean, you say you made it sound a couple pieces of conduit. No, these were two 10-foot pieces of conduit with a fishing net all attached, and then a spud bar tied to a rope that was holding the phone in place, and then you had to drag the net along the bottom. It was pretty cool how we got it done. And actually, of course, somebody had to film it. Somebody had to document it. So we're going to put together a little movie of rescuing the cell phone so other people can can benefit from our ingenuity. And I think we'll be sharing that through Prairie Sportsman. So watch for that coming up. Tony Crotty, our guest here from Mid-Migration Outfitters on Sporting Journal Radio. You know, Tony, it's ice fishing. Everybody's thinking about ice fishing right now. In fact, we were at Runnings in Montevideo the other day, and I remembered seeing a couple of, I think there were snow covers for layout blinds. And I was like, wow, you don't normally see hunting stuff at most outdoor retailers right now. Maybe a couple of things here and there. And I even said to the guy, I was like, hey, I'm impressed you guys have some hunting stuff. He's like, well, it's mostly fishing here, but yeah, we got a few hunting things. Because I don't know how many times I've gone to some of these major outdoor retailers to get ready for snow goose hunting, Tony, and they don't have anything in stock. Because it just doesn't, you know, it's fishing this time of year. It's ice fishing is what everybody's doing. But we're a month away from snow geese.
Yeah, a month away, and it's time's ticking. So we'll be, you know, we'll be leaving before we know it. And, you know, right now we were even talking on our way back from Wabe from fishing, you know, just about how both of us, you know, our head's kind of not even in the game to fish anymore. We're thinking about other things and, you know, already starting to get gear ready to go and stuff lined up. And, you know, this is prime time season for bookings coming in, things like that. And it will, before long, we'll be on the road down to Missouri and shooting snows.
So last few years, we've gone into Nebraska, and then, of course, we go into South Dakota as well. And South Dakota's fun and everything, but I'm excited. This is going to be our first year going to Missouri, and it's usually pretty good in Missouri.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. You know, we there's a slim chance we could end up in Nebraska this year. You know, you never know what could happen. Weather could push us over there, or birds could shift that way. But, you know, yeah, primarily we're moving over to Missouri just to be in a little better flight path, and then, you know, licensing for out-of-state residents is a little bit more reasonable, so it should be good. I'm excited for it, too. It's a big state, so we should be able to get on some snow geese and stay on some snow geese, and it's always part of the fun. It's the adventure of it, and we'll see what happens.
So, you know, you're obviously at the mercy of the migration. You're at the mercy of wild birds. You don't always know where they're going to go, when they're going to be there, things like that. You have a general idea. We always, okay, ballpark. We're going to be in South Dakota these dates. We're going to be in Missouri these dates. But one thing I've noticed is it seems like the further south you get, especially when you get down there where they're just kind of wintering and hanging out or the beginning of the migration, sometimes it seems like they're a little bit easier to hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I guess we're going to find that out firsthand.
Sure.
But, you know, from other guys that we know that guide and other freelancers that we know that are running down there all the time and trying to talk us into going down there, and I guess they kind of have now. But, yeah, the birds are in a different pattern down there. You know, we hunt them in Nebraska and South Dakota especially. They're kind of, you know, they're in migration mode. They're kind of rolling. They're going through as to where down there they're a little bit more patternable in a sense of feeding and, you know, going from certain places to certain places. You can get into different flight paths. So I'm excited. It's going to be a little different type of hunting for us, but you know, we got a good crew this year, and I think it's going to pay off.
So we have some clients booked, of course, for our dates in Missouri, which are February 7th to February 18th.
Yeah, 7th through the 18th, tentatively. I mean, that can change, but that's when we're planning on being down there right now.
And we're looking for some more people to come down. So if you're looking for an adventure, I mean, I know a lot of the guys listening in this region, listening to the show, are probably thinking about South Dakota because it's closer, and they've probably been in South Dakota before. They've probably seen the geese fly over. But if they're looking for an adventure, I mean, how much fun? I mean, we've hunted down south before. I've gone down and hunted in Arkansas. It's fun to get in the car with a bunch of buddies, take a road trip, and shoot a pile of birds. And I'm excited because I think we're going to do pretty well down there.
Yeah. I mean, we still do have openings available for Missouri. And, you know, you're exactly right. It is an adventure. And it's not actually as far as most people would think. You know, a lot of people think it's, you know, 16-hour drive or something like that. And it's not, you know, a lot of the places.
It's, what, 15 and a half?
Well, it all depends no, on what time of the year and what time, you know, if it's the beginning, if it's the opener, you know, there's a good chance we might be right on the border of Arkansas or down in the Boot Heel or wherever it may be. So it might be a little longer drive, but, you know, central Missouri is 11, 12 hours. So it's not too terrible. And like you say, you get in the truck with a couple of buddies and you know, stopping and grabbing coffee and sandwiches and BSing. And I mean, that's half the fun of it, in my opinion.
You know, and you rotate drivers or whatever. Some guys get to sleep. Some guys watch a movie. One guy's driving for a couple hours. You swap out. And I mean, except you and me, we like to drive.
Right.
The time we drove to Washington, I think we each took like 9-hour shifts or something driving when we went out there, and it was fine. But, you know, I've done a lot of those big, long 16, 18, 20-hour trips, and guy every 3-4 hours, guys swap out. It makes it go by pretty easily. But South Dakota, of course, is good. And but South Dakota, our dates are booking up fast. So if people want to come out and hunt with us, they should probably do it pretty quick. And if somebody wants to book a hunt with Mid-Migration Outfitters this spring for spring snow geese, Tony, what do they need to do?
They can either go through the website or just get a hold of me on my cell phone, give me a call, and we'll get you set up.
And it's midmigrationoutfitters.com is the website. You can see pictures there. You can see videos. Find out more about rates and where we're going to be when and things like that. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait to. We'll be going here soon.
My favorite thing to do, spring snow geese. All right, Tony, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, we'll talk to Joe Henry about Lake of the Woods, find out about snowmobiling up there, as well as fishing conditions, snow conditions, ice conditions, things like that. There's been some big, did you see that 31-inch walleye that came through social media, that came through my Facebook feed the other day from Lake of the Woods? A young kid caught this 30 huge walleye of a lifetime. We'll also talk to Jamie Dittman, who's in the Brainerd Lakes area. Talk a little bit about snowmobiling with him, since we're going to go up and join Joe Henry around Lake of the Woods to do some snowmobiling this week. And then Lucas Mertens as well, the Snow Bear Captain, Devil's Lake. Go fish the famous Devil's Lake for a yellow perch out of one of their snow bears. We'll find out how many snow bears they're running this year. And just doesn't matter how cold or how much snow is, they're going to put you on the fish with one of those. We'll find out what it's like on Devil's Lake right now, too. Coming up next on Sporting Journal Radio.
No matter how cold, no matter how much snow there is, the perch don't stand a chance.
Fish legendary Devil's Lake for their famous jumbo perch and walleye in the warm comfort of a snow bear at Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fishing for perch requires mobility, and you can't get more mobile than a fish house with tracks. The Snow Bear fleet is on the ice every day at Haybale Heights, and you could be too. Every winter requires a trip to Devil's Lake, and there's no better way to do it than in a snow bear at Haybale Heights. Visit haybaleheights.com to book your trip today.
Waterfowl hunters. If you haven't experienced the heart-pounding excitement of the spring snow goose season, you haven't seen the most thrilling waterfowl action possible.
Take that plug out of your gun and chase snows with Mid-Migration Outfitters.
Plus, you'll get to see the spring waterfowl migration up close and personal.
Hunts take place from mid-February through April. Now is the time to reserve your time in the blind.
Visit MidMigrationOutfitters.com for more. That's MidMigrationOutfitters.com.
The ice is strong and the bite is on. Welcome to the walleye capital of the world. Welcome to Lake of the Woods. With over 50 resorts and motels to stay at, Lake of the Woods is a winter destination trip that deserves to be on every angler's list. Bring the family too. Book a fully guided trip in a heated fish house or do it yourself. Don't leave the snowmobiles at home either. The Lake of the Woods area offers hundreds of miles of groomed trails to spend the day on. Come visit the walleye capital of the world. Come visit Lake of the Woods. Plan your trip at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Hey, it's Brett Amundson from Sporting Journal Radio, also host of Prairie Sportsman TV. Check out our new season starting January 28th. Just search on your TV guide for Prairie Sportsman. You can also watch it at prairiesportsman.org. Hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation, plus some conservation tips to help you increase the amount of wildlife you see in your backyard. Check us out starting January 28th. New episodes of Prairie Sportsman. We're back, Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for listening on the Sporting Journal Radio Network, on demand at sportingjournalradio.com or podcasting and subscribing in iTunes. I'm Brett Amundson, and one of my favorite trips last winter was up to Devil's Lake to Haybale Heights. It was 40 million below zero, and we fished in sweatshirts and T-shirts and one of their famous snow bears up there. And we're going to check in with Lucas Mertens right now, because, Lucas, it's been, for the most part, pretty cold up there. I bet it's been comfortable having those snow bears.
You bet. Last week we were negative 25 to negative 30 for most of the week.
Oh, man.
So all the clients that were here fishing appreciated the warmth and the comfort of the machines.
I bet. Those are pretty cool machines. And most people listening probably know what a snow bear is. But for those that don't know what we're talking about, explain to them what a snow bear is.
Well, basically, it's like a fish house on track. So it's a machine. We get in it. We can haul four guys in it, and it's tracked up, and it lowers to the ground wherever we want to fish, and we just lower down and drill holes through the floor. And if it's not where we want to fish, we just hit the button, we lift the machine up, and we move. That's the beauty of the thing. We can, like, a little 50 feet, you know, like if a school of perch has just moved off us a little bit, we can move 50 feet, we can move 500 feet, or we can move 5 miles. It literally is just so simple to move that just gives us a good chance to stay on fish and to find fish.
And that's the name of the game with perch fishing is mobility. And we fished for perch the other day, and we were in a wheelhouse, and it was literally get in the truck, start up the truck, pull the house to where you want to go, unhook the house, lower it down by hand on one side, lower it down the other side, go in the house, drill a bunch of holes. That fish dried up here. We got to move to a new spot. All right. Raise the house back up, hook it back up to the truck. Let's pull it to the next spot. You literally raising and lowering that thing with a push of a button, Lucas.
Yeah, it takes, I think we timed it. If we tell the guys, let's move to a different spot, it's about a minute and a half from the time that we reel up. And everybody, you know, the first couple times, everybody's trying to figure out where they need to be in the machine. But after everybody gets a routine, I mean, it's just like clockwork. We move, takes a minute, you know, let's say it takes 2 minutes. And then we move to our next spot and 2 minutes to drill in. And it keeps us on the fish. And it makes, an average day, you know, can be a little, you know, can be a great day, or a terrible day could be an average day, you know, just by staying on those fish and picking up a few here and there.
Yeah. And, you know, this is kind of a plug for your guide service, obviously, but how great is that? You know, not only can you move your clients around all day long, all the time, but you can spend a lot more time fishing because you're moving to a new spot. You're picking up and setting up and getting ready and all that, lowering and raising and everything. It's so quick. You can keep people moving around.
Yeah, it really is nice. I don't think a lot of people really understand it, how fast it is. I think most people, I think they think it's some sort of machine that we're going to take people out and take them to a fish house in. But in reality, it's a machine that we're fishing out of and we're in it all day. It's basically a boat on ice.
Sure. Sure, it's pretty cool. It's Lucas Mertens from Haybale Heights Campground and Resort on Devil's Lake, where people are catching fish. And, of course, everybody goes up there in the winter. You like catching walleyes year-round. It's great to catch walleyes up there, but people go up there for those jumbo perch, and you got to keep moving around to find them. And you guys do a pretty good job of that. How's fishing been so far?
So far, the fishing has been really, really good. There's a really nice perch bite going on. But then again, we seem like we have to move to stay on them. But, the bite's been good. The walleye bite has been good in the mornings and the evenings. The ice is really starting to come around. Most of the ice is 12 inches or thicker now. So starting to be a few people driving out there. There's not a lot of snow right now. So that helps the guys that don't have some sort of tracks. So all in all, it's just some good fishing going on right now.
Yeah, that's the other thing about those snow bears is it doesn't matter how much snow you got, you can take them. You can go anywhere on the lake that you need to, and sometimes that's what you got to do for perch. Are you finding them in traditional places? Are they just kind of roaming basins, or where are you finding these fish?
Most of the fish are in some traditional places right now. Kind of the depth is all over. They're anywhere from 14 out to 40 feet. So there's they're just kind of spread all over right now.
Lucas Mertens, our guest, Haybale Heights Campground and Resort, Devil's Lake, North Dakota. We got a little warm up coming here. Now, what is that? What's that going to do for the fish? With that cold snap, that a lot of times that'll shut things down, or if you get that high pressure after a front, something like that, sometimes that slows some things down. Obviously, you guys are still catching fish anyway, but with this, some warmer temps, that should just make things better, shouldn't it?
It should. We up here on Devil's Lake, I'd say the biggest thing is just having consistent weather, whether it's going to be really cold or it's going to be zero. If it's consistent, it seems like our bite stays, fairly good.
And when people come up there, you got a place for them to stay right there as well. And even if they're not running through your guide service, if they're coming up to fish, you got lodging for people, right?
Yes, we got six cabins. We got two bedrooms or three bedroom cabins. We got a nice indoor fish cleaning facility for the guys who want to go out and do it on their own. Or they can go with us and let us do all the work. We do. We provide all the gear for them. We clean their fish for them. We pretty much just make it so all they have to do is just relax and do some fishing, and we take care of all the headache.
You mentioned that the ice is coming back around. What kind of thickness are you seeing out there now in spots?
We're seeing anywhere from 12 to probably 18 inches on some of the thicker stuff. Not saying that there isn't some ice out there that's maybe under a foot, maybe 8 inches somewhere. People still need to use some caution out there. But most of the ice now is getting fairly safe for, well, snowmobiles, four wheelers, snow bears type vehicles are great to go out there. Vehicles might be a little touchy right just yet.
I'm surprised that you mentioned you guys don't have a lot of snow.
No, we had a lot of snow in November, and then we had a big warm snap, which I think the whole country felt, and that kind of hindered our ice, and it melted a lot of our snow. So we just have a dusting out there, a few drifts here and there, but nothing that vehicles or four-wheelers or anything can't get through.
Sure. All right. Well, to me, things are just getting good for winter fishing here around the region. And, of course, you got to make a trip to Devil's Lake every winter and experience the perch and, of course, the walleye fishing, too. Great place to do it, Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Lucas, if people want to come up and fish with you guys, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me direct, 701-351-3130. Or they can go on our webpage, or they can www.haybaleheights.com, or they can check our Facebook page out.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of pictures come through Facebook. I've been hearing from people, too, that have been seeing all the perch you guys are catching on your Facebook page, too, as well. So, very good. Lucas Mertens, thanks for being on Sporting Journal Radio.
Hey, thank you.
Coming up, Jamie Dittman has a Central Minnesota fishing report. We'll also talk customizing snowmobiles. And Joe Henry will let us know what the conditions are like on Lake of the Woods as well.
No matter how cold, no matter how much snow there is, the perch don't stand a chance.
Fish legendary Devil's Lake for their famous jumbo perch and walleye in the warm comfort of a snow bear at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Fishing for perch requires mobility, and you can't get more mobile than a fish house with tracks. The snow bear fleet is on the ice every day at Hay Bale Heights, and you could be too. Every winter requires a trip to Devil's Lake, and there's no better way to do it than in a snow bear at Hay Bale Heights. Visit haybaleheights.com to book your trip today.
Waterfowl hunters. If you haven't experienced the heart-pounding excitement of the spring snow goose season, you haven't seen the most thrilling waterfowl action possible. Take that plug out of your gun and chase those with Mid-Migration Outfitters. Plus, you'll get to see the spring waterfowl migration up close and personal. Hunts take place from mid-February through April. Now is the time to reserve your time in the blind. Visit MidMigrationOutfitters.com for more. That's MidMigrationOutfitters.com.
Hey, anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the Northwest Angle. Here, you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskie. Plus, you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Hey, it's Brett Amundson from Sporting Journal Radio, also host of Prairie Sportsman TV. Check out our new season starting January 28th. Just search on your TV guide for Prairie Sportsman. You can also watch it at prairiesportsman.org. Hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation, plus some conservation tips to help you increase the amount of wildlife you see in your backyard. Check us out starting January 28th. New episodes of Prairie Sportsman.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
This is the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in to Sporting Journal Radio across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, online at sportingjournalradio.com, or by subscribing to our podcasts in iTunes. Going to bring on Jamie Dittman now, guiding the Central Lakes area, Central Minnesota, Brainerd Lakes area, and also somebody, Jamie, so I got a four-wheeler, I got an ATV, and I got a question for you because it's got a rack in the front, it's got a rack on the back, I got a rack for an auger now, which you helped me out with, and then I need a cup holder. on this?
Is cup holder.
Can you custom build a cup holder for my four wheeler?
We can, but it has to be insulated. Otherwise it'll freeze.
I don't want it to freeze. We had some serious issues. We were ice fishing in South Dakota the last couple of days earlier this week. And we had some issues with liquids freezing up along the way. And of course there was a warning put out. I don't know if you saw that warning on the Sporting Journal Radio Facebook page there, but there was literally a warning out there for ice fishermen about exploding beers because of
I saw that. It happens.
Colder temperatures. So, but you're a guy that can put things on a snowmobile, and you were telling me off the air that you were pretty excited about something you just built for your snowmobile. And I didn't want you to tell me until we were on the air. So is this something we're going to see at Lake of the Woods this week?
No, because I won't have my sled, but it is. So you know how I can't throw anything away.
Right.
I've seen
your garages.
When we fish up on Canada and stuff for lake trout, and even around here sometimes, you don't even want to bring a portable because you're moving around so much.
Right.
But the wind sucks. So I took... this summer at a garage sale, I got some free portable fish houses that were wrecked.
Okay.
So I took the pieces of aluminum off that, mounted them on the side of the snowmobile. So you unroll the piece of fabric off the fish house, which I cut down and sewed, and snap it into two holes, and you have a 4-foot by 4-foot windbreak behind you.
I've seen that. Don't they make something for snowmobiles now that like a flip over type?
Yeah, they make that, and they make it. Some of the guys from Linders have them that fan out and fold behind you.
Sure.
And this one, you just pop in two stakes and extend them out like you're extending up your fish house, and it's.
All right, I'm going to start having you on the show every week, Jamie, and here's going to be a new weekly bit. We'll see if we can get this sponsored by somebody, but I'm just going to come up with random off the wall things and see if you can build it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if I can stump you. Is there anything you can't build?
I doubt it.
You're not going to have that this week. You know, I'm pretty excited about Lake of the Woods. By the way, we're going up there, Tuesday morning, we're going to go up to Lake of the Woods. And everybody talks about ice fishing at Lake of the Woods, Jamie. But we talked to Joe Henry all the time, and he's been telling us about these hundreds and hundreds of miles of snowmobile trails. And there's one trail you can go 80-some miles on or something and cross two roads. And we're going to go up there and check out some of these snowmobile trails. Have you ever sledded up there before, Jamie?
I haven't up there. Mainly stuck to Minnesota and Montana, Wyoming, Idaho. I used to snowmobile a lot. We used to race. Me and my wife raced snowmobiles for 6 to 8 years and trail rode every night, and then kind of just got out of it and got into fishing more. So it's something looking forward to it.
Well, we're going to do both this week, and pretty cool place to do at Lake of the Woods. And you don't really think about it as a place to snowmobile, but we're going to stay at Sportsman's. And I don't know for sure. I have to ask Joe, but I think we can jump on trails probably right there or right around there somewhere. And just cruise. And there's, you know, obviously you can stop and at different establishments on the way if you want and grab a burger or something cold to drink or something warm to drink maybe at that point. But
just don't try to pass me and we'll be fine.
Oh, that's the way it's going to be. I like it. I'm going to make sure I get the bigger sled then, the faster one when
it
we get up
matter.
There. You haven't seen me ride because I'm just like full throttle, reckless trees. I don't care. I'm just, you know, something will probably break before we get done. So Jamie Dimon, our guest here, Sporting Journal Radio. Not only are we snowmobiling up there at Lake of the Woods, but we're going to head up midweek and snowmobile across Lake of the Woods up to the northwest angle where, Jamie, I've never been up there before.
Yeah, and up there too, you know, not only walleyes and saugers, but, you know, a lot of great crappie fishing up there. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, and we're going to take a full day to fish, but we're also going to snowmobile. There's a bunch of trails on the angle, I guess, too. So we're going to snowmobile for half the day up there at the northwest angle. They've got this new monument marking the northernmost point of the United States or the I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's a new monument they got up there because they're farther north than anybody else, except maybe Alaska, I suppose. And then the one-room schoolhouse and the post office on an island, some pretty cool stuff there. Have you been? You've been up to the angle, I'm sure, 100 times.
I've just been up there on a boat, and we've never stopped even, but we've been up there with a boat fishing and stuff from Baudette.
Okay.
And I know that on some days is not a fun boat ride.
Yeah. You know, I remember coming out one time and like I love fishing in Lake of the Woods. We caught so many walleyes that day. And this may have been a little self-induced. It may have been because I stayed at Sportsman's until close the night before and then got on one of the launches at Ballard's the next morning. And we were going up. I was moving a little slow as it was, and we were going up the river, getting ready to go out through the gap and out into the lake. And it was pretty calm, and I'm like, yeah, this will be good. And then we went through the gap, and it was, and then the wind hit us. And I went, oh. Oh. And I was like, I just need to start catching fish, and I'll be good. And we started catching. Man, we caught a lot of walleyes that day. It was crazy. But the waves got me, and I was sitting there just trying to hold it all together. I was turning green, and finally somebody behind me started getting sick off of one side of the boat. And at that point, at least I wasn't the first one. So then I got sick off my side of the boat. And that day in that wind, despite catching, I mean, more walleyes than I probably ever caught in my life in a day, 11 of the 12 boats that I knew of that were out there, somebody got sick. So, I've seen some pretty big waves on that lake.
Now have that when you're all the way up by Garden Island and you have 1 hour to make it back 26 miles. And I'm pretty sure my spleen is still out there somewhere.
I may have taken a nap on Garden Island that day.
Yep.
Same day.
Now that's where they drop those people off. Yes.
But I'll tell you what, man, those guys that run those launches up there, even in some of those big waves, man, never once was I, worried about anything like that. I mean, obviously you got to be cautious of the weather, but those guys obviously know how to fish and how to.
No, they're all equipped up there with, you know, the 27-foot sporties and that's the perfect boat for that lake. And you're never not safe in one of those boats.
Those guides are pretty good. And Jamie, you are also a fishing guide around the Brainerd Lakes area. And while the waves don't get quite as big, you've got some pretty good fishing around there as well. And how has the fishing been so far this year?
It's been pretty good. I tell you the truth, I haven't made out a lot with the cold. I've kind of been taking it easy. But today I went around and checked ice and checked some fishing spots. I got some guide trips this weekend. So I'm going to go out and hit it. We've got pretty good ice. Most of the lakes I checked were 13 inches on average. And a few walleyes, a few crappies here and there, so we'll give her a shot tomorrow.
Are you seeing some big trucks out on the lakes?
Yep, I drove out today with a 20-foot ice castle.
Oh, okay.
And we checked. We had, 12 to 14, and just took it easy. And it's really good ice what I'm seeing, too. It's no cloudy. It's crystal clear ice. So, and we're going to be making ice for another 5 days. So
yeah, right.
I think the extravaganza is looking good.
Oh, yeah, sure. When is that going to be?
I believe it's the 27th.
End of February? Or end of January?
January.
End of January.
January, yep.
Right, right.
So we're looking good for that. I mean, everywhere is making a lot of ice.
Nice. Very good. Well, what's a snowpack like up there?
Probably, on the lake, 4 inches.
Not bad.
4 to 6 inches. Not bad at all. Up north, Park Rapids and stuff, I guess 6 to 8 up there inches of snow. So enough to snowmobile if you need to. And they are grooming some of the trails up there, too. So looking forward to trout fishing next week, too. So we'll be up there doing that.
Okay. Trout fishing. I'm jealous. I talked to Lucas Mertens. I was surprised that they didn't have as much snow on Devil's Lake. And then we were out on Waw Bay earlier this week, and there wasn't really a lot of snow out there, too. A lot of bare ice with little drifts here and there. So it's kind of funny what the snowfall is like around the state of Minnesota and the region around us right now. And, Jamie, let's hold on to, the trout fishing. I'm jealous. I'm very jealous, 'cause that's my favorite thing to fish for through the ice now. But I guess we're going to Lake of the Woods, so I guess I can't really complain about that. But next week, let's talk a little bit about your trout fishing here on Sporting Journal Radio. Jamie Dittman, if people want to get a hold of you for a guided ice fishing trip, what do they do?
Just look me up on Facebook or call S&W Bait.
All right, coming up next, we're going to find out more about that snowmobile trip to Lake of the Woods that Jamie and I are taking to go check out all the trails around the south end of the lake and also up in the northwest angle with Joe Henry. He'll tell us more next here on Sporting Journal Radio. Hey, it's Brett Amundson from Sporting Journal Radio, also host of Prairie Sportsman TV. Check out our new season starting January 28th. Just search on your TV guide for Prairie Sportsman. You can also watch it at prairiesportsman.org. Hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation, plus some conservation tips to help you increase the amount of wildlife you see in your backyard. Check us out starting January 28th. New episodes of Prairie Sportsman. Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
Waterfall Hunters. Waterfall Hunters. If you haven't experienced the heart-pounding excitement of the spring snow goose season, you haven't seen the most thrilling waterfall action possible. Take that plug out of your gun and chase snows with Mid-Migration Outfitters.
Plus, you'll get to see the spring waterfall migration up close and personal.
Hunts take place from mid-February through April. Now is the time to reserve your time in the blind.
Visit MidMigrationOutfitters.com for more.
That's MidMigrationOutfitters.com. The ice is strong and the bite is on. Welcome to the walleye capital of the world. Welcome to Lake of the Woods. With over 50 resorts and motels to stay at, Lake of the Woods is a winter destination trip that deserves to be on every angler's list. Bring the family too. Book a fully guided trip in a heated fish house or do it yourself. Don't leave the snowmobiles at home either. The Lake of the Woods area offers hundreds of miles of groomed trails to spend the day on. Come visit the walleye capital of the world. Come visit Lake of the Woods. Plan your trip at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
This is Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for listening across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, on demand at sportingjournalradio.com, or subscribing to our podcasts in iTunes. Time to head back up to Lake of the Woods right now, because that's what's on everybody's mind is ice fishing. We want to find out what the ice and what the fishing is like right now in Lake of the Woods. So Joe Henry is joining us here on the radio show. Joe, how are things?
Hey, Brett, things are good. I'll tell you what, man, when you have multiple days of sub-zero weather at 25 below air temp, you're making some ice.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. We fished, let's see, well, last week I pheasant hunted, and we pheasant hunted one day. It was over 30 below wind chill. I think it was 16 or 17 below was the air temperature, and I pheasant hunted. Then we went out the next day, and it was 6 below. And I literally thought I was going to be too hot to pheasant hunt. It was 6 below. And I did. I sweat. I was totally sweaty by the end of it. I had to give my dog some water. It's like, 6 below. It's too hot for pheasant hunting. And
yeah, you get conditioned. You know, it reminds me of like when things first start getting cold in the fall. Ooh, man, it's getting to be 20s. It's chilly.
Yeah, right.
In March, if it's 20s, we're wearing short sleeves. We've been conditioned all winter.
That's right. That's right. Well, I want to find out a little bit how things are up on the lake. And of course, this week, I'm pretty excited about it, Joe. We're going to head up there with Prairie Sportsman. We're going to do some filming, and we're going to jump on some snowmobiles and check out the trails you got up there.
You know what? It's going to be neat. In fact, I was talking to somebody from the snowmobile club up there, talking about trails and stuff. And, you know, it's so cool. I mean, they're, you know, I don't know that we'll take this trail, but to give an example, there's one trail up there that goes from Bidette over to like Big Falls. And it's like 82 miles and you only cross two roads the whole way. I mean, there's some very pristine snowmobile trails. You know, it's going to be fun. We're going to take a loop. We'll probably shoot over to by sled on we'll probably shoot over on the ice to the Igloo Bar. We'll head over to Zippo Bay State Park and then take the little trail that goes off of the main trail to the Igloo Bar, and we better stop and make sure everybody's okay out there.
I like that plan.
and then we'll head south from there and kind of make a big loop. We'll maybe go into Beltrami Island State Forest and make a big loop around and end up at you know, I think we're staying at Sportsman's Lodge one night. You know, but the trails, I mean, I've been told that things are looking great for trails. There's we can always use more snow. There's more snow north than there is south, even in Lake of the Woods County. But the trails have been active for a while, and you know, they spend a lot of time up there. The snowmobile clubs do grooming and you know, taking the trimming trees, putting up signage. I mean, like any snowmobile club does, and it takes a lot. So they got people working on this stuff all the time. But I'm kind of excited myself to get some of that backcountry.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm looking forward to snowmobiling up there. And then the next day, we're going to jump on those snowmobiles and go up to the northwest angle.
So we're gonna take that. There's a groomed staked snowmobile trail that goes from the south end of the lake all the way up to the northwest angle. It's about 42 miles. And we'll take that north and head up to Oak Island, and we'll be staying up there. And then what we're going to do that second day is we're going to snowmobile up on the northwest angle. There's a bunch of really neat trails on the land, and there's also some trails that go across the ice between resorts and stuff on the islands, and I think that's going to be just a blast.
Joe Henry, our guest, Sporting Journal Radio, talking Lake of the Woods right now, talking snowmobiles on Lake of the Woods. And also, we're going to do some fishing while we're up there. And you mentioned the Igloo Bar. You should tell people the Igloo Bar is open, Joe.
Oh, man, it's open for business. You know, it's funny because it takes 15 inches of ice to hold the igloo. So they really watch that. And, boy, this year came pretty quick. And when they pull that Igloo Bar out from Zippel Bay Resort, they pull it way out on the lake out in front. They actually put it just there's an opening. They kind of call it the causeway. But there's an opening that goes out of Zippel Bay out. And just to the right, when you get out there, just to the right or to the east of Zippel Bay where the opening is, it goes on the main lake, there's what's called Zippel Bay Rock. And they actually put this Igloo Bar just off the rock. So it's actually pretty good fishing. And the bar comes in two pieces. It's 1,000 square feet. It's got electric lights. It's got two big screen TVs and hot food, full bar. I think I mentioned that. And you can actually ice fish in the bar. How many bars do you know that have a bucket of fresh minnows behind the bar?
Not very well. I've seen some bars where you can do minnow shots at, but I'd rather fish with the minnows than drink them. And Joe, I think I remember some big pike coming out of that bar last year.
There were actually some 40-plus inch pike that came out of that that bar. Kind of neat. And you know, it's kind of funny too. I mean, they have, you know, for certain people, like heated restrooms, for instance. And it was funny. I was talking to Nick Panovich, the owner, and I said to him, I said, Nick, you got heated restrooms. He goes, yeah, you know, I never used to heat them. But what happened was some of the gals said that the seats were getting cold. So I heated that women's. Well, then all the guys started using it, and then I had to heat them both.
Well, I guess when you have the option for a heated bathroom, you're probably going to take it.
Well, you know, it's cute. The porta potties look like little igloos as well. And but that's festive out there. I mean, some people are coming by snowmobile. They got a great big wide ice road plowed out there, marked real nice. And it's just a fun atmosphere. They always have a barrel with wood burning outside the Igloo Bar, and you pull up, the flames are coming out of the barrel. And, you know, it's just, in Minnesota, where else could you do something like that? And, you know, people talk about ideas, but my goodness, they didn't act on it. And man, is that a neat place to go? People are so festive when they're in there.
Joe Henry, Lake of the Woods, talking about the Igloo Bar here on Sporting Journal Radio. Well, let's talk fishing. How's fishing been up there?
Fishing's been excellent. You know, it's fishing. So, you know, you have to, when I say fishing's been excellent, I'm not saying that everybody goes out and hammers them every day in every fish house. But I mean, overall, the numbers of fish that are coming into the fish cleaning houses have been very, very strong. And, you know, when we had the really, really cold weather, you had to fish walleyes and saugers a little differently. Instead of getting real aggressive with the jigging line, you know, more people opted for the dead stick, which is basically a live minnow on a bobber line, or just keeping it real, real docile. You know, it's funny. One of the guys I know, I fished the Minnesota tournament trail against. He's a real good angler. He was actually doing really well in walleyes using an orange colored hook, a sinker, a split shot. And then on the split shot, he put a little glow light, and there's little glow lights you can buy in different colors. And he had a red glow light on the split shot just above the live minnow. And they said they got, 50 fish a day doing that. If people didn't try different things and work their dead stick hard, you know, if they just jigged hard, they might catch 10 fish in a day. You really got to figure those fish out every day. Certainly having electronics like a Vexilar will help you out. And then traditionally you'll have one jigging line and one dead stick line. And the fish will kind of dictate each day what they want that day.
I'll tell you what, Joe, I struggle so much with dead sticks and just real low key presentations like that. I like jigging. I like trying to make the fish, you know, trying to work the fish. I enjoy doing that. So I struggle on those passive days like that.
Well, you know, what you got to do is you stick that dead stick down there and you put that live minnow down there and keep that thing working for you and just forget about it. And we'll look over that bobber once in a while. Or what some of the guides do is instead of using a bobber, but they'll take a ice fishing rod that has a pretty flexible tip, and they'll set that depth and set that on a bobber. And you can watch the minnow actually move that tip of the rod. And then when a light biting walleye or saugers comes along, that tip of the rod will just go down just a little bit, and you know he's on it. You just kind of let him sit there. You pull that rod up real slow, kind of let him load up and pop him. And a lot of times you'll catch fish that way. Whereas your bobber, it'd be real hard to tell that your bobber was down an inch. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. Well, it works, obviously, because I've seen some pictures come through my social media feeds this week of some giant walleyes coming out of Lake of the Woods.
There's some big ones coming, man. And there's been some kids catching some big walleyes. I mean, that's one of the cool things about ice fishing is that, you know, the old people, the young people, people that maybe don't get around real good, you know, they can go out in the full service ice fishing on Lake of the Woods and get into a house and enjoy it. There's been some kids pulling in some big walleyes. I mean, I saw a young guy pulled in a 31-incher recently, and I mean, just some hogs. They're out there.
So I saw that, and then I was checking my email. I started reading about bacon butter potatoes. And
tell me that doesn't sound good.
Joe, is that one of your recipes, or is that somebody else's?
It's somebody else's recipe, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
You know, you saw that on our Lake of the Woods Tourism's newsletter. And if anybody wants to subscribe to our newsletter, we put out fishing reports. We put out 3 blogs about Lake of the Woods, and we put out an outdoors recipe each week. And you can just go to our website, and the bottom of our website, you can put your email in and submit it, and you can get our newsletter. But yeah, man, we get some recipes out there that are geared towards the outdoors folks. And sometimes our recipes get as much traction as our blogs we spend a lot of time writing. It's kind of neat. But doesn't that sound like a good recipe?
It's making me hungry. I mean, bacon is great. You know, everybody brags about how much they like bacon and everything. And I do like bacon. I'm more of a ham guy, which makes me weird, of course. But I still love bacon, too. And you add bacon and potatoes. And, of course, you throw a little butter in there, too. I probably could eat it every day, all day, I'm thinking.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the weather we've had, you know, all of a sudden it's promoting the hot potatoes and the hot bacon. And, you know, it's kind of that comfort food this time of year.
Joe Henry, Lake of the Woods here on Sporting Journal Radio. I'm excited to get up there. We're going to get up, like we talked about earlier, we're going to get up and film this week with Prairie Sportsman. And we're going to do some snowmobiling. We're going to be on some Polaris sleds. Is that right?
Yeah, we are. We're going to get some, you know, Polaris is right from Roseau, Minnesota, which is right up by Lake of the Woods there. And, you know, we're going to get on some Polaris sleds and really see that area. You know, so much of the time, Lake of the Woods is known for ice fishing, and the snowmobile trails really take second fiddle big time. Yet we have, you know, probably 500-600 miles of neat trails up there. And man, if people are sledders, you know, Brett, we started earlier in the year, and because we're farther north, we go later in the season. There's times where, I mean, snowmobilers have told me we've gone all over the Midwest and couldn't find snow. And we had to go to Lake of the Woods.
Yeah.
And boy, once we went there, we kept coming back. It's kind of like the we're not a cosmopolitan snowmobiling area. And we're also not a cosmopolitan grouse hunting area. You know, some places have the real expensive grouse camps and the real, real highlighted snowmobiling. You know, we're just kind of in the backwoods there. We keep up excellent trails. We got a lot of neat resorts to stop at and have a burger at. And it's kind of cool that way.
Joe, well, if people want to come up, do some snowmobiling or obviously some ice fishing or summer fishing, whatever, want to plan a trip, where can they find out more info?
Yep, you know, check out our website. It's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you to all my guests this week, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Sporting Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors, on the Sporting Journal Radio Network. To listen to this show again, get the latest hunting and fishing news and more, visit sportingjournalradio.com.